The ladies of Felk are back doing what they do best. Of course, no one's quite sure what that might be. In case you don't remember, time once again for Female Encounters of the Life Kind with a brand new moniker. Consider yourself encountered. Please don't hold any of the Inner West Concept sponsors accountable for whatever may slip out of their mouths. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Alicia and Carrie.
Why Alicia and Carrie?
Well, what if we blended our names? Would it be Kalisha?
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Kalisha.
Kalisha? That sounds exotic. I'm in.
Alicia and Carrie.
Kalisha. It's like Callista Flockhart.
Remember her? I thought you said something completely different. And I was like, wait, hold up.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Hey. I love that song. Hold up.
How are you?
Well, I'm sunburnt.
Yeah, you still are sunburnt. I'll give you that much. You don't heal very well.
Well, I'm tired of getting injured. Also,
I bet you are. I bet you
I'm already like pump the clock and be like, I'm done. I'm tapping out for a little bit.
Yeah, I get that for sure. Well, it's a brand new week here on Consider Yourself Encountered. So thanks for joining us at Traeger's Bar.
It's been forever since I've seen you.
It's been exactly 1 week.
It has been 1 week.
I try not to talk to you during the week, so we have more to talk about when we have a show.
Well, half the time I can't find my phone, and half the time I show up late.
Or early, like last week when you were 2 hours early to the bar.
I know.
I think it was a ploy. You just wanted to go to the bar, and you're like, well,
I wanted bonus points.
Oh.
Oh, what do I get for bonus points?
For showing up really early?
Yeah.
You want a sticker? Uh-huh. How about you write a bio?
I need to write my bio, but I've locked myself out of my
phone. You said it was on your phone.
It's on the phone that I'm locked out of. Dave, you pipe down. Gina, we love Dave. He's our producer. Hi, Dave.
He's trying to get our website up and going and
put I'm trying to figure out what picture to put on there because between my... Okay. So I was bald for a little bit, and then I got ran over by a truck, and now I'm sunburnt. So I'm like, what picture do you want? Like, I'm ready to put my kindergarten picture on there. Like...
Pre-scar Carrie. This is pre-scar Carrie.
Pre-repetitive accident, Carrie. It's going to be a prom picture.
This is the one where I lost my ear.
Oh. Couldn't find it anywhere. Oh.
Got a prosthetic. It's like not even an ear.
Prosthetic. And then like the winds pick up in March. And my ear blows into the like blues. Blues it.
My ears blues away.
My ear blows into the neighbor's air conditioner. I'd be off. Oh, fuck.
You and your sound effects.
Well, isn't that the sound of a fake ear being torn up by an air conditioner
Obviously.
Haven't we all heard that?
Yeah, I've always said that and heard that. Sometimes I hear it.
Okay,
in my
give me your best sound effect. Give me a gun. Give me a bang bang.
No, there. I always
give me a bang bang.
Bang bang.
No, you don't even have a pew pew.
What does a church and Star Wars have in common?
Pew?
They both have pew pew pews.
That's what I just said.
I know, but you didn't say it with enough vigor.
Pew!
They
pew!
Both have pew pew pew.
It also sounds like a ping pong ball.
How do you do that noise?
I don't know, ask a porn star.
Ooh. Do I know one? There's a difference between porn stars and porn actresses, okay? Let's get that straight.
Oh, what rating?
Oh, I don't know about that. Aren't they all C movies or something? I don't know.
Semen? I don't know.
Anyway, hey, Carrie, how was your week? Did you have a weekly fail? Because I realized my weekly fail. You want to hear about it?
I'm going to. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, I was getting gas, as one does that's not named Carrie. I was getting gas, and my mind was elsewhere. And so I pump, put it in there, get back in the car, don't even think about it. I'm like, oh, that'll do it. Just drive off. It's still in the car. But thank goodness that the 7-Eleven, I will not tell you which 7-Eleven because they're probably looking for me. You drive away and it has an auto release. Thank God. So I didn't make it too far away knowing that half the pump was in my car still. And then I just pulled back around and set it down on the ground and got out of there.
Okay, is this going to be the show of sound effects?
Maybe.
Can you armpit fart?
No, we've already talked about this, Carrie. I want to talk about your armpit fart. Thanks.
I'm a good armpit farter.
Well, it hasn't got you anywhere so far, so let's give it up, huh? Let's retire that one.
Give it up, prom date.
Is it, give it up, prom date, and you just armpit fart? That's not what I meant. That's not it.
Oh, prom is just a... Did you go to prom?
I went to prom. I got left at prom.
Did you go to both, like your junior and senior?
No, I just went to senior. I went to junior homecoming. Was the best dance ever. I was the skinniest, best looking person there. Actually, I don't know if I was the
according
skinniest.
According to Helen Keller or what?
Carrie. Wow. That was fucked up.
Okay, sorry. No, you're beautiful, Alicia.
It was the best of times. It was the best of times, and then it was the worst of times. Did you go to prom?
I went to my junior. No, I went to my senior, not my junior.
Yeah, same. Oh, it's the time in Traeger's when the sun hits just right.
Right, and I think I'm oversunned myself.
You've had enough vitamin D?
I feel like I could just leave DNA anyway.
Ooh. What if there's a crime that happens here and your skin's everywhere?
No joy.
Injuries and crimes. That's you.
Injury and crimes.
Injury and crimes. Injury and crimes.
But the lesson learned here is sunscreen, folks. Sunscreen. They're not fucking around.
I saw this or thing a hat. You can make your own sunscreen.
Why didn't I even think about a hat?
You didn't wear a hat?
No, clearly.
Your head's half gone. Why would you not wear a hat?
That's the other thing. I think my scar is sunburned.
Yeah.
So, no, because I had my hair in a ponytail. I was focused on the kids fishing.
You're a great mom, but you can't do that when you're...
half bald and lack pigment?
No, you can still do it when you're half bald and lack pigment.
Just with sunscreen and
a
hat.
I saw that movie Powder, and I think he could do it. I think he could do it for sure. But no, you can't do it when you're
Powder is old.
I know. I don't know where that came. Sometimes the callbacks are just real deep. It's a deep dive in my brain. So
I was thinking of Edward Scissorhands, but because kind of pasty-ish.
He is pasty. Johnny Depp was very pasty during that movie, and he had scissors for hands.
Well, and he had a lot of scars, so he's one-upped me a few times.
He had a lot of scars because you got to get used to your own limbs. It's like babies when they scratch themselves, got to put little mittens on. Oh, could you imagine Edward Scissorhands with little mittens?
Do you see my mole above my boob? Do you see my mole above my boob?
Yeah. Is it growing?
So I nursed all my babies, and every single time I nursed, and they had these tiny, tiny little fingernails, and I was like,
are you sure there's not a third nipple?
No.
Are you sure?
You want to try it?
No, I don't want to try it. I don't know what that means.
It's a pinchy mole, Kevrona. It's but my babies would be hanging on a titty eating lunch, and they're like, scratching the shit out of my mole.
Huh. I think it's a third
and now
nipple.
You can't stop looking
can't
at it.
I can't quit looking at it now. Wow. Eyes up here, huh?
It's my titty mole. It's my feeder.
No, goodness gracious.
I have a feeder mole. Squirt, squirt.
Gross, like, dude. Okay. When I think it's funny and then you make it weird and gross.
Has anyone ever squirted you with breast milk?
No.
Oh, it's so fun. Because they don't
to
know where
squirted
it's coming.
Or to squirt? Because I feel like that'd be too different.
No, well, because you can pop a titty out so fast and squirt and pinch and put it back. And by the time they look around, like, what was that moisture and where did it come from?
Did you do that to, like, strangers? Or are we talking about... Because that sounds like assault.
Is it an assault? Is it?
Yeah.
Because you're still, like,
fluid.
Tossing bodily fluid on somebody.
Yeah, that'd be...
Wasn't me. Have to prove it.
Any...
No, yeah. I never did it to a stranger.
Okay, good. Anyone out there wondering, it wasn't Carrie.
But the one time... the one time during that one Cowboys game, Dad, I'm sorry what happened to your TV. Well,
you know what? I don't
I
like the Cowboys,
his TV
so I'm into
screen.
It.
See? I
That's
don't like,
the
Cowboys
new level
either.
Of petty.
I don't like the Cowboys either, so the whole family's sitting there watching TV, and I just pulled a titty out, squirted the TV, and put it back in.
You squirted a TV with breast milk?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. That's not on my
I'm
bingo
a sharp,
card.
I'm
That's
a,
not on my bingo card.
I can shoot pretty far.
That's...
But I'm not going to have any other more baby. Yeah.
Well, then
any other more?
So you're retired from this Olympic sport.
Yeah, I think my uterus just left the building. Even thinking about
break
it.
Breakdancing and titty milk hitting. Yeah.
Yeah, my uterus just put on its walking boots. And it's like, these boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do.
One of these days, this third nipple.
It's going to squirt all over you.
I don't
know,
remember the song I was singing.
It's by...
It's looking at me in the eye.
Who's it by? Is it Melanie? No.
One of these days.
It's Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, that is Nancy. So Melanie, oh, she's my person that sings my other favorite song, Brand New Key.
One about the bicycle.
I rode my bicycle past your window
it's
last
a real
night.
Stocky song.
It kind of is. She probably squirted someone also.
On a bicycle, probably. That's probably how she...
I think I could do that, because how many times can you steer without holding your handlebars? I think
four.
I could steer a
four
bike
times.
Without holding my handlebars, and I'll just...
Are you retired
from
that?
Take out all the neighborhood cars.
Are you retired from that Olympic sport? Because I would like to see that. Remember when there was bikes across the way? Why weren't we doing that?
Oh, and there's that one video. I saw it when you drove us off the ledge.
Yeah, you're right.
But in the video, you can see I can't even find the pedals. I'm just like...
Well, I couldn't get our equilibrium of balance, so it was like either the bush or more bikes that
I
we
have
to pay for.
I have a hunch you were going for the bush.
Of course I was going for the bush.
I was going for the hot dog stand. The dog house.
Trigger's bar with the dog house, that old dog house.
Yes.
Dude, that old dog house. Goodness. I'm only drinking water, thanks for noticing. I'm trying to detox my liver. I had a rough
I don't even think I have a liver anymore. I think it tapped out.
You think it's just going straight through you, not being filtered?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you got a little third liver or something going on down there.
You already asked if I had a third nipple, so now I have a third liver.
Yep.
Oh, it's on my elbow?
No, I had an itch. Thanks for noticing. But yeah, I'm trying to drink more water during the week, so.
I need to be.
I feel like I'm at that age where a lot of people around my age are getting sober, and I'm like, huh, that's cool, man.
And I'm just getting sunburned?
And you're just getting drunker and sunburned.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, sobriety and sunscreen next week. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah.
Rehab. Hey.
Well, this would be a good time for me to tell you that I'm going sober, but that's not what's happening. I was just making a shout out to all you people that are going sober. Good work on you.
Teach their own. I will cheers to them.
Cheers to that. Have you ever had those, they're like, they're not alcoholic, but I don't even know what's
non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah, no, it's
all
not
of my pregnancies.
Beer, but there's something, and it's like GABA or like something in them that's kind of supposed to make you feel like you're drunk without drinking. Well,
I don't think
them,
I should.
I order them off the TikTok shop, which obviously is a great idea. And I drank two of them, and I felt like I was high without being high. I was dizzy. It made me sick. So I will not be doing that. That will not be the thing.
No, I will do the non-alcoholic drinks because I did that when I was pregnant.
You did the non-alcoholic drinks? Really?
When I was pregnant? Oh, yeah.
Huh. I don't like the taste of alcohol.
But so seriously, like, here's the other part. Especially now that I can't taste anymore, I will fill a bottle with water. And half of it is still just holding the bottle of water.
Well, I don't like the taste of beer, really. If I'm not getting drunk, I'm not drinking.
Oh, see, and I can't taste it all, so.
That's probably not healthy. If I'm not getting wasted, I'm out.
It's bedtime.
I'm not wasting these calories in this. No. No, thank you.
It's bedtime with Vikings. That's what I'm currently into is Vikings.
Valhalla. Still? Still?
Yeah, it's long.
The Vikings were long, I guess. Yeah, there's a whole age of it.
Yeah, there's Vikings, Valhalla, and then just plain Vikings. Have you not watched any of them?
No, I haven't watched any of them.
I think I am a Viking.
I know, we've talked about that. Ooh, I want to do a callback. Remember when you kept calling them jail keepers?
Yes.
Instead of guards? Okay. So,
Which means I don't remember at all.
It's because you're an innkeep. You're an innkeeper. That is where your name came from. No wonder you think people be keeping things. You're an innkeeper.
At a hotel.
Jailkeeper, innkeeper, barkeeper. Like, you probably say that without even knowing that is.
Did you know, though?
Vernacular.
So, my last name originated from Innes clan. So, we're Scottish. Mm. And there's clan names back in those days. So, it's Innes. And our motto or sign or whatever is the boar with a ring in the nose. And it's be trice.
You should get that tattoo.
My brother has it on his back. And I thought about it. To get the boar of the Innes clan, and it says the clan motto is be triced, and it means be faithful.
Oh, that's
or
sweet.
Be truthful. We don't talk about that with my first husband, but
be truthful?
Be faithful or truthful? Is it truthful or faithful?
You cheated.
Hold on. We have someone in the audience that will Google that real quick. I will write it down and slide a post-it the other way.
You cheated.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. I've never cheated. I've been the cheat-e, like I've been like the other woman, but I've never cheated. And knowing I was the other woman. But, you know, that's bad, too. But, you know, they tell you one thing. What are you supposed to believe? Them or your heart?
I don't know. But I just thought it was so fun. So when I went to Scotland, and you go into a clan shop, and you can get, like, coffee cups and rugs and T-shirts, everything with your family clan name, and it shows all the different derivatives of the Innes family.
Didn't you buy this for an ex-boyfriend once, and then you broke
up? Be faithful.
Before you got to give it to him?
Our Google on the side said it is be faithful.
Be faithful. See, there you go.
And that is the Innes family clan name, and I am a derivative of Innes, and I came down to Inskeep.
Innkeeper.
No, there's no It's just Inskeep. What are you?
I have no idea. I have a whole book about
Didn't
what
you say
I am,
you're like Italian or something? You're
I'm
Martinelli.
Sicilian. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't remember.
If it has a family crest
story.
Or family motto?
It does have a crest. I have a picture of it somewhere in storage, but I don't have it memorized by any means.
Yeah,
nor
so
have
I have the...
down that rabbit hole of... What? I'm playing with my Post-its. You don't like that?
No, I just need to be a Post-it provider.
Oh, okay.
But you should find it out. Because there's Innes to Innkeeper to Inskeep. I mean, and then there's Inskip.
Inskip.
But it all is a derivative of that Scottish clan.
Well,
it's kind of cool.
All right. Works for me, but, you know, whatever.
Yes, and it's a boar head, and it's got the ring in its nose.
You
and
should
it
get
is
that piercing.
And nasty, and it's got the little, like, horns coming out the side.
Tusks.
So my brother David has it tattooed on...
His lower back?
No, I want to say...
His
I don't
hips?
Know. I don't really see my brother without a shirt on that often. But it's on his chest or his back. But
okay.
I would love a little be triced somewhere on my body. Because it means be faithful.
How do you spell it? Is it spelled like Beatrice?
T-R-A-I-S-T, I believe.
Okay, don't put it so close together that it looks like Beatrice, okay? Okay, be traced.
Was I right?
Be triced.
Okay. I love Google on the side.
Yeah, it helps a lot whenever you're trying to have a conversation and you can't really do it. Because I'm one of those people, I'm not a very good multitasker. Well, I am when it comes to certain things. But when it comes to something I have to focus on, like Googling something that I want to get the
information. Oh, I think I can. I can multitask.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I think I did really good.
Yeah, you weren't the one Googling it. We just had that conversation.
I passed the note to the Googler.
I passed the Post-it over in the pen.
I'm a Post-it pastor.
You're Post-it passer?
Passer.
We bring you here today to pastor the notes. Yeah, well. Maybe you should start marrying people.
No,
maybe you
Lord of mercy.
Your cousin.
I'd be like, do you take him? Do you take her? Do you take her? Do you take her? No one should take anyone and get the hell out of here. Run. And instead of throwing rice, you're like throwing people's car keys. Go. Go, get.
We didn't pay her for that.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
That's not what they signed up for. Come on, Carrie.
What?
Nothing.
I didn't. Nothing. It wasn't me. I will never get married again. I will never date again. I will never hit. No.
I know. We've made this very clear. So.
Are you going to get married?
I wouldn't be opposed to the idea, but I don't see myself meeting someone I will marry, no.
Ooh. The night is young. You want me to see what I can do?
Right now? In this? No.
Oh, well. Pickings are slims, I think. Wait. I have an idea. What if we got you an online dating site and I was your online dating manager?
No, you already presented this idea when we had our episode with Carla.
We had an episode?
When we had our podcast with, yes.
It's like I have memory issues or something.
I know.
So
that's
is it
okay.
still
that's
a no? Is it still a no?
It's still a hard no, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not even softening at all?
No, not at all. In fact, the older I get, the worse social media dating sounds. So thanks for that. Maybe if I, like, buy a farm so I can go on Farmers Only. Because you can never be lonely with Farmers Only, and I can get behind that.
She's going to ride a plow.
I can get behind that, for sure. I'll have you milk my cows. How about that?
Well, I just had a visual, now I need to draw a picture.
You and your picture drawing, so.
I think I'm quite the artist.
Yeah, well, I can't quit looking at your third nipple now, so. Anyway, Carrie, we're gonna call this one good. So, you have anything else to say?
She's shutting us off early.
A little bit.
Okay, that's because we're done with the udders and third nipples.
In utter words, we're done.
We are done. I think
that's your last.
I'm taking my nipple.
Taking my nipple and hitting the road, Jack.
Faithfully, Beatrice.
Well, that's about it for now. Consider Yourself Encountered. Consider Yourself Encountered is a sole property of InterWest Concept. To use part or all of any of the podcast, you must obtain full written permission. Drop a note to the webpage at interwestconcepts.com. Any input, good or bad, is always appreciated. Until they sound off again.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.